I'm joined by John Billups. John is the mayor of the city of Burlington. He's a development director at Notre Dame. He's a general manager of Bluff Harbor Marina. But primarily we talk, when we talk to John, about the fact of the things in the city and the things at Notre Dame. And it's a big day for Notre Dame. Notre Dame baseball actually is underway.
Yeah, Notre Dame baseball starts today. So come on out to the field and watch the game.
And now you can actually is there social distancing?
You're supposed to, they're gonna basically, instead of congregating just in the stands, they're gonna line the kind of the fences. So as far as with their chairs and try to space apart, and of course, like anything right now, if you're not feeling healthy, please don't come.
Please don't come. Yes.
Please don't come. Stay home.
I was telling John we had family in this past week and actually went out to two different restaurants, and actually we had had no problem. And I mean, it's like things are
slowly
turning back to normal, and I guess what, the closer we can get to normal, the better we can be, right?
Yeah, I agree. I don't accept the term the new normal. I just want to get back to the old normal.
I want to get back to the old normal too. Yeah,
we're slowly getting there. I mean, on the city end of it, some of our buildings are opening up. The library is still doing curbside and some other digital services. And talked to Rhonda the other day, and I think we're looking at hopefully, assuming everything stays the same around July 1st.
They are doing inside technology. Right. They've got a special area for if you want to go in and go to use the computers or anything else like that. And any of the so we're slowly getting there. Yes,
I don't think you want to be the first. You don't want to be the last, and so we're going to be right there in the middle somewhere as far as versus other towns opening up in Iowa. City council meetings are probably still going to be call in for a while yet because there's, the Thomas J. Smith chambers just are not that big, and so if we get just staff in there for the meeting, we really can't have people in there. So we kind of rotate people in and out, but as far as most of it's still going to be call-in for a while.
And again, school beginning in August is still somewhat...
Well, Notre Dame will probably be, at least Notre Dame will probably be starting early. I'm not sure about the other schools. Speaking of Notre Dame, we do have our God's Portion Day. Auction is finally upon us. It's going to be online this year, June 22nd through the 26th. You can go to gpd2020.ggo.bid and see all the items that we have up for our largest fundraiser. It benefits Notre Dame schools. You can pre-register, and if you're an out-of-towner, well, we can make arrangements for shipping on some items. So we've got a lot of experiences, a lot of merchandise and things on that site, and we're adding more every day.
Now, Pot of Blue and Gold, what's the story on that?
Pot of Blue and Gold is going to hopefully take place about the same time frame. It probably will dip into the first weekend of September for the drawing, but we'll start that up come July. We'll start working on our Pot of Blue and Gold sales. Our previous director, Lindsay Knudsen, she had a goal of selling a ticket to every state, and we've done that, and she challenged me to see if we could sell a ticket in every county, which she's pretty smart because every state there's 51, every county there's 99. I've got to give it to her. She's good at math.
Yes, but it's I think, and again, classrooms. What about students in classrooms? Is there a plan yet for that?
Principal Maupin is working on that along with the other school administrators and the diocese as far as how we're going forward. I think plans are being in place. In fact, our graduation is going to be June 28th. It'll be outside at Harold Tackleson Field. He's working on a weather plan in case something happens. But everything is done with a social distancing or physical distancing concept. Now, comes to the school time for school, we'll have to decide how we're going to handle that.
Now, my wife is a teacher. She's an elementary music teacher up in the Muscatine District. Now, I'll tell you what they're doing. What they're doing is they're planning on having, for instance, from elementary students will stay in one room. They won't be moving back and forth. They're not going to be in the halls back and forth. They're going to stay in one room, and any of the other things, art, music, or whatever, PE, all of that will happen in the
that room.
Will be coming into that room. So it's sort of a it's not isolation, but at least it's preventing any unnecessary movement within
movement
the building
of hard surfaces, that kind of thing. That might be something they look at, because that's one of the big items. Also, you know, if we are if we have a resurgence, or if we feel that it's still not the right thing to do, I got to take my hat off to the Notre Dame teachers and the administration. They really did some good work on the online seminars and online teaching, and so that could be in place. Again, I know there's probably some parents that don't want to hear that, but if we'll do what we have to do to continue to educate the children at Notre
Dame. And I think that I think there is a strong desire from parents. To, trust me, a strong desire. When it's not from me so much, but I mean,
yeah.
I know from parents that we've talked to it. Yeah, parents, they want their kids back in the school.
Yeah.
They want to be back at work. They want to be. They want. I think. All and the teachers, they want to be.
Everybody wants to be back.
They want to be in the school. I mean, I think that's the reality. The reality is that the desire to be back there and to be thing. You said you don't want the new normal. You just want normal.
Yeah, just want normal. let's don't accept the new normal. You know,
yeah.
I mean. I think normal is going to be, we're going to have to do better on our personal hygiene. You know, we need to make sure we get back to the old adage, hey, you wash your hands, you know, wash your,
yep.
You clean your hard surfaces, or i.e. clean your house, that type of thing. I think we're going to have to get back to double down on that.
There'll be some differences, but
right.
But they will be things that will be hopefully tolerable and relatively easy mm-hmm. to accomplish. And I think as we've said, getting back to doing things the way they are expected to be
done.
And
yeah.
I know that a lot of people were. You know, having sports being the way it is right now, I watched a little bit of actual live sports.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a little bit of NASCAR yesterday. On Saturday, I watched a little bit of golf. It seemed a little strange, especially when CBS was telling me about the fact that because of their precautions and all of the mm-hmm. other things, they had eight different trucks around the world and places so that they would not have to have more than like one or two people in the actual truck.
Yeah, it
almost seemed convoluted to me.
It does. I mean, you know, I watched NASCAR yesterday too. So, you know, it makes no sense. There's three guys in the booth, no masks.
Yeah.
But the guy outside, out in the open air in the pit, standing all alone, is wearing a mask for the broadcast.
And it's confusing.
It's for show. And that's the thing. And then it confuses those of us that are out there. I mean, you know, it confuses people. What are you supposed to do? You know, and so it's tough. I mean, we're all adjusting to it. We're all trying to figure out what is the right thing to do. And I think if you go to the basic CDC guidelines, you know, those are what you really, really need to just hunker down on. And if you can stay with those, you should be pretty good. And the thing is, you know, no one's forcing anybody to go anywhere. If you don't feel safe, then don't go out.
All right. Question for you, and I mm-hmm. know that this is okay, you're still doing telephone, basically in terms of the audience making
right.
any comments or anything else like that. Normal would be able to be coming to the city council. Do you see that happening?
I'm going to say probably until July.
Okay.
It will happen.
It's just going to be happening slower.
Yeah, we want, you know what, we need our citizens' input. And so we, as council, you know, I know that a lot of council members have put their numbers out there in their Facebook and we're working hard to try to communicate. At least I know I am trying to, and I've seen the other ones do it too. And we need the input. We don't want to make any of these decisions in a vacuum. So, you know, staff is working hard to keep us educated, and then we reach out to people, and they're reaching out to us. But I do not see those the council chambers opening until at least July.
But moving, you want to keep moving in the right direction.
We're moving in that direction, right. I mean, we're slowly opening, as we said, we're slowly opening some of the city buildings. We're slowly getting there on, you know, the city hall is going to open up somewhat. We're still doing telephone, electronic communications and doing our jobs. We're still calling on public nuisance and they're answering fire calls and police calls. So we're still doing all that, but it's kind of a slow process as we figure out what is the best way to open up.
So. Yeah, and I think that's really and I don't think anybody really knows for sure because we've never had it before.
No. I mean, you know, someone asked me
that's the bottom line here, isn't it? Yeah.
Someone asked me the other day about the pool, and, you know, so, you know, opening up the pool for lap swim and swim lessons, you know, initial burst of chemicals is going to be around $8,000. And now we've discovered we got a problem with the liner. So the liner, the company's under warranty, thank the Lord. But it's going to be 3 to 4 weeks before they get it. So
right.
If it's 3 to 4 weeks and then, you know, some schools are starting in early August, you know, half the towns in Iowa are not opening their pools this year. And we could be in that
yeah,
group.
Now they are allowed to open pools.
They are, according for lap swim. And
actually,
and
they're allowed to open beyond that, according to the latest that came out on.
I didn't read that yet.
That's so. The newest from Governor Reynolds, who said effective this week.
Yeah.
Yes,
oh, that's right.
Everything is, in fact, and we're talking water parks. Fun yep. City is able to open.
So then it pools. Becomes it becomes on what's already a loss leader for us, where we're already we're operating a loss of the pool. It becomes okay. So if it's going to be 3 to 4 weeks before we can
right.
get it operational, then what do we do?
So, you know, it may be a loss. It may just be a lost season there for that particular part. But you know, I think impossible to predict and impossible to know for sure. But we'll try and get as close as that. We'll see you in a couple of weeks, and hopefully,
yep.
We'll hopefully have even better news or more normal news to talk
normal
about.
Normal news.
John Billups, thanks for dropping by.
Thanks, Steve.